of the living God, the mountain of holiness, the habitation of justice, the dwelling of God with man. He said in Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Jerusalem is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place is in Zion. And John said, I had a voice. I said, behold, now at last, the dwelling of God is with man. Now at last. And Father, we thank you, for the hour has come. Solomon said, will God indeed dwell with man? And we say, yes, surely the Lord will dwell with man. He said, this is my dwelling place. I have chosen it. I have desired it. And our Father, we pray tonight that, Lord, as we gather together, that you will dwell amongst us. You will walk amongst us. You will be found in our midst. Men will see you in the midst of Zion. And they will say, come, let us go to Zion. For we know that the Lord is amongst you. Father, we pray tonight that, Lord, you will habit with us. You will abide with us. You will dwell with us. You will tabernacle with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Your presence will fill this place tonight. And Lord, no man shall be able to function anymore, because the glory of the Lord will fill the house. We ask, Lord, that you will pour out your Spirit upon us, upon each and every one of us tonight. Anoint our heads with fresh oil. Let our cups run over. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the word. We ask that you will anoint these words, that it shall be full of living power. They shall be full of energy. They shall be full of life. They shall bring, oh God, they will not return void to you, but they will accomplish that which you please, that which you have proposed, and they will accomplish your counsel in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant us wisdom. Grant us understanding. Grant us illumination. Grant us utterance tonight. Lord, let the power of the Spirit move in the midst of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always a privilege. Amen. To share together the counsels of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The things, brethren, we talk about are things that predate each and every one of us. They were plans that were made without consulting us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. With whom did the Lord take counsel? He proposed in himself, this is what I want to do. Praise the name of the Lord. And he heeds those counsel in himself. And then at a time when it pleased him, he began to unfold it. Brethren, he said, in little bits and in little parts, he revealed to men in time past. Praise the name of the Lord. But you and I have the privilege to live in a time when God says, everything I have planned, I want to bring it into being. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the time that you are living in. And the purpose of making these things known to us is to make you know that you are not an ordinary person. Praise the name of the Lord. That you have the privilege to hear these words, put a necessity, a responsibility, a burden upon you. Hallelujah. It actually brings a measure of a curse on you if you hear this word and you refuse to what now to do it. Are we together, brethren? Hello? There is something that goes with a person who hears this word, who has the privilege of hearing this word and neglects it. Somewhere in the book of Hebrews it is written, it said, how shall we what now escape? Escape what? You better find out. Hallelujah. If you neglect such great what now? Salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. What the Lord is doing is going to be a wonder. Now, I want to tell you, because this part of the burden we're going to be sharing, when he finishes, he's going to invite things that we don't understand. You know, you read in the Bible, it speaks about things visible, things invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or what now, or powers. Now, there are spiritual realities that we don't know much about. Praise the name of the Lord. But they are involved with us and we are involved with them. Praise the name of the Lord. But I also want to say this. If you look at the trend of the wars that have been coming, not just in this camp, but presently, I can give you one assurance that the heavens are about to be opened. Praise the name of the Lord. You can be sure of that. The issue is whether you are going to be part of the company that will step into the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, and to touch and partake of things that have been kept for you, reserved in certain spiritual dimensions for those who will have the capacity to get up to those places and begin to lay hold upon them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these things are going beyond church and religion. It is now going to be a matter of life. Do you understand me, brethren? Your life will display and reveal the extent to which you have touched this reality and you have apprehended it. We will talk more about apprehending in the course of this meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. But I trust that the Lord will help us to begin to shake off a mentality, an attitude that has hindered and limited God's people from beginning to possess their possessions. Praise the name of the Lord. But the time is now. And I trust that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to turn to the book of Luke. Praise the Lord. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Sorry, Luke chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2. I am going to read from verse 21. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2 from verse 21. If we are there, we'll read. I'm reading from the Amplified. And it says, "And at the end of 8 days, when the baby was to be circumcised, he was called Jesus." Hallelujah. "The name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Hallelujah. "And when the time for their purification," the mother's purification and the baby's dedication, "came according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, 'Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be set apart and dedicated and called holy unto the Lord.' And they came also to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to reason together tonight. I don't know if you were to title this message, I'll call it the presentation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's really a limited expression of the content of the message, but we'll have to hold on to something. Praise the name of the Lord. The presentation. Now, the story here is that Jesus, after 8 days, was brought to the temple. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, not exactly. He was brought to the temple
after the days of the mother's purification. Now, according to the law of Moses, when a child is born, if it's a male child, after 8 days, now that child is to undergo a rite. Praise the name of the Lord. A ritual that sets him apart as belonging to who now? To God. Praise the name of the Lord. That ritual, by virtue of that act, a mark is put upon that child that indicates that this one belongs to who now? God. Now, it's important that you take note of this. The reason why God puts a mark is that mark is actually a claim. This one is what now? It's mine. Why? Because there are contentions in the realms of what now? Of the spirit. As you are, you need to know that there is a claim upon your life from two kingdoms. Praise the name of the Lord. And this claim is not a joke. You know, when I see brethren who profess end time, and we still argue about things pertaining to customs and traditions. Praise the Lord. What fell off? Okay. Sorry. Praise the Lord. I think I'm yoked. Amen. You know, it grieves my heart because somehow we do not seem to fully understand the dimensions of what we are doing. Now, in the realm of the spirit, spirits mark their own. Praise the name of the Lord. When a child comes into this world, he comes in the subject of a claim and a contention. Now that contention runs through your life until you come to a point of decisively stating, are we together? This is where I do what now? I stand. When you decisively come to that point by the choices that you have made to a point, then another mark is do what now? Put upon you. Praise the name of the Lord, that finally marks you out as belonging to this camp in a permanent way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why I'm saying that is because the things we do in life, they leave prints in our soul. Are we together? Everything you do, every choice you make, leaves a residue, a mark upon your soul. So nothing, do you understand the point? It's casual. In other words, the Bible says at this point, if you look at Ephesians chapter 5, you are not supposed to live vaguely. There is something, this must be something decisive and purposeful about you as a person. You have to stand out and be counted. Praise the name of the Lord. Because every kingdom is counting their own. Every kingdom is numbering what now? Their own. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you remember in Luke chapter 3, is it about the birth of Jesus Christ? There was a decree that was made. And that decree says that each person must return to the place of his nativity to be what now? To be enrolled, to be counted, to be numbered. You must be registered according to your nativity. And so because of that, at this time, the redeemed of the Lord must return to where now? Zion. And in that place, it shall be numbered and say, this one, and this one, and this one, we are what now? We are born in Zion. Your life at this point in time must begin to bring forth a clear statement where you belong. So when God says that you are hurting between two opinions, it is not a joke. Are you getting my point? In the realm of the spirit, it is a confusion. Yeah, because somebody who is part of Zion beginning to live like somebody who is part of Babylon can be numbered in Babylon. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Now, we must understand this. There is a statement the Lord makes in Malachi. He says, and they shall be mine. Have you read that scripture before? In the day when I number my jewels, I make up my treasures, I gather them together and say, these ones are mine. Do not touch what now? Them. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Lord said, touch not my anointed, he was not just talking about any and anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. He was speaking with reference to a particular people. And I'm trusting God that in the light of the words that we are hearing at this time, we are going to be numbered among the living. Praise the name of the Lord. And now it is very, very important. So the first thing we are trying to say here is that there's a claim on you. Two kingdoms are saying, this one, they belong to me. And then you are the one that will decide, this is where I stand. When you hear that claim, he said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him do what now? Come out unto me. Some individuals made the choice to step out of the camp. Do you understand that? Of rebellion and confusion, and now stood with who now? With Moses. That day, that choice had eternal impact. Do you understand that? From that day, these individuals were consecrated to serve in a particular, peculiar, special way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these things, I'm saying them as a kind of a preliminary thing. The day you begin to hear this message, you need to begin to understand that this message is calling you to something unusual. And one of the things that has been a challenge in the heart of God is the fact that in our hearts, we are still hurting between two opinions. You know, at this point in time, the love for luxury and comfort and, you know, we have a taste for this world that is dangerous to our calling. Praise the name of the Lord. We have certain appetites within our belly that is very dangerous to what we have been called. And I believe that God is about to begin to speak in a way, hallelujah, that will bring you to a point where you either are on this side or not on that side. But not in a situation where somebody will be looking at you. Is she of us or is she not? You understand the point? There are people like that. You look at them, you're not sure where they are. Because the voice is the voice of Jacob, but every other thing is that of what now? Of Esau. You better define. The reason is because the hour of the blessing is what now? At hand. And I tell you something, when that blessing is given, it cannot be what now? Taken back. Praise the name of the Lord. It cannot be taken back. It's permanent, it is final, it is an eternal issue. And you and I are living in that dispensation. So we must be able to define our lives at this point in time. Somebody said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And I trust that the Lord will help us. Amen. Amen. So here, we are looking at something prophetic. You know, the Bible tells us that the life of Jesus is prophecy. Amen. Everything about his life. From the day there was a pronouncement made, you know, there was a young woman, her name was Mary. And the Bible says she was a virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. We have learned here that the virgin speaks about the soul. Now, this soul is a soul that is not corrupted by the world system. It's not a question of your coming for camp meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. It is good to come for what now? Camp meeting. But you must know why you are coming. Because the point is that the Lord made a declaration. He said, I am the Lord. And I will not commit my glory, my praise, this life that I have, I want to give to humanity. I'm not going to commit it to a graven image. Now, it means a lot that a man's life is still, God is still suspecting you. In other words, I take this and I give to this man. His loyalty has not been proved. This life could also, through the back door, do you understand, be taken again by the enemy. And so, there are certain things that God will never commit to persons until they have been proved. Praise the name of the Lord. And these things will now be handed over to them. Now here, Jesus, as a baby, how did he come about? Now the Bible says here that a woman, an angel. Now, by now we have also begun to understand that angel speaks about ministries that God is raising up, has been raising up from time, praise the name of the Lord, to bring a word to his people. Now the word came to a woman, a soul, a church, and said, you are going to conceive in your womb, and I'm going to plant a seed inside your womb. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you something. You know, at this point in time, it is important that you know the ministries that you do what now expose yourself to. Do you understand me, brethren? It's important that you know what you expose yourself to, because it impacts you. It affects you. Praise the name of the Lord. And this woman received seed. She became pregnant. She conceived. Now, there are ministries that have seed. There are ministries that do not have what now? Seed. Praise the name of the Lord. And if you notice that at this time in the earth, the issue of infertility is at an all-time what now? High. It is not just natural. It is also an indication of things that are happening in the realms of what now? Of the spirit. There are so many clouds without water. But there are clouds that are full of water that will also give rain upon what now? Upon the earth. She received of the ministry and she conceived in her womb. Now that ministry defined his nature, his life. He said they shall call his name what now? Jesus. He was named before he was born. And I believe we know that we have been named before we were born. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only were you named, the life you are supposed to live has been already marked out for you. The name you are supposed to bear has been already marked out for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is now your responsibility by the Spirit to come into that reality. Lay hold upon it. Praise the name of the Lord. And begin to do what now? Work it out. Live it out. That is purpose in life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to discover who you are. You have to find your name. Your name may not be the one your parents gave you. Are we together, brethren? Your name may not be the one your parents gave you. You know, in the scriptures, there was another man, his name was, when the mother gave birth to him, she called him Benoni. Because she birthed him through much sorrow. But the father called him what now? Benjamin. He said, this one is a son of my manifestation of my what now? My power. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you live according to the name from your nativity, you might be living the wrong life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the words we hear every time the word of God comes to us, it's actually to define you, to reveal to you who you are. Praise the name of the Lord.
Brother Yago. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible tells us that the life of Jesus was prophecy. It was prophetic. Now in that, he represents, the Bible says that Jesus is a sign. Now a sign is something that points to something. Do you understand? Actually something greater than the sign. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything about him speaks about you. It speaks about me. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we read these things, we are not supposed to read them as stories of something that happened in the past. You are actually supposed to enter into that story. Praise the name of the Lord. And make it what now? Your story. It becomes a reality to you. And I believe, brethren, that we're in that time when the word of God will no longer be a story of Abraham. It will no longer be a story of Isaac. It will no longer be a story of David. It will become what now? Your story. You will begin to see your name inside this book. Praise the name of the Lord. That time, this word become living to you. The things that God spoke, you will now realize that he wasn't speaking to Abraham. He was actually speaking to who? To you. That's when the promises begin to become personal. They begin to become real. They begin to become tangible. That the word of God is no longer, you will see something different. And this is the time, this is the hour. Praise the name of the Lord. God has been speaking to prepare his people for the supernatural. Praise the name of the Lord. To prepare us that heaven is opening. And that things from heaven are going to be coming what now? Down. And that men from the earth are also going to be going what now? Up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray, you know, all through this meeting, it's been about God opening the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm trusting that our eyes will begin to be opened. Praise the name of the Lord. And heaven will become real. Amen. The realm of the spirit, the life of the spirit will become real. God will become real to you. Zion will become real to you. Hallelujah. Life will become real to you. That is the plan and the purpose of God, to open the heavens so that we become a people of the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so Jesus was to be circumcised on the eighth day. Praise the name of the Lord. He was to be circumcised. Now, the truth of the matter, brethren, is that this is you and this is me. He was to be circumcised on the eighth day. Now, eighth begins to speak about a new beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. It speaks about a time when the old passes what now? Away. And all things become what? New. Now, it goes beyond, you know, in normal scriptural parlance, we say if a man be in Christ, he is a new, what now? Creature. All things are passed away. Usually, we apply it to the point when we are born again. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. But it is much more than that. Are we together? It didn't say if a man is born again, he is a new, what now? Creature. He says if a man be what now? In Christ. Now there is a place called in Christ. It is a dimension in God. A dimension in the spirit. It is a place where you have been invited to do what now? To come to. It is called Mount, what now? Zion. The Bible says, on top of this mountain, for the people that get up to this mountain, they will possess what now? Their possession. What is your possession? The things that belong to you. The things that have been reserved, according to Peter, in the heavenly places for you, waiting for you to do what? To come up there and do what? And take hold of it. Praise the name of the Lord. But on the eighth day, something must certainly happen to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what the Bible says here is that when the baby was eight, he was to be circumcised. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to touch, this is the first aspect of what we're going to be talking about. Circumcision. You know, here, God gave certain instructions to Israel. And some pertained to the baby, some pertained to the woman. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, here, for every child born who is a Jew, on the eighth day, he must be what now? Circumcised. That was a covenant that God made with Abraham in Genesis chapter what now? 17. Now what happened in Genesis 17? The Lord told Abraham, I want to make a covenant with you. Abraham, God had made a covenant with him prior to that. But this one was going to be something peculiar. What was the reason? Abraham was about to have what now? A son. Before now, Abraham had a son. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham had a son. Well, you know something that happened. God told Abraham, I am going to give you a son. And then somewhere, Abraham conceived the notion that, you know, with the help of his wife Sarah, that he could help God to work it out. And so Hagar came into the picture. And Abraham had what now? A son. And for 13 years, God said nothing. God kept silent. I'm sure you understand that. That part of scripture, blank. I don't know what was going on. I don't know how Abraham felt. But he came out and said, I have what now? A son. And he was rejoicing that he had a son. And for 13 years, God didn't tell him anything. And God just ignored that situation. He allowed it. He tolerated it. And I tell you something, brethren. There is certain aspects of our lives that God has allowed and has tolerated and has accommodated seemingly. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, it is not pleasing to him. It is not acceptable to him. Praise the name of the Lord. We come to church, we sing, we dance, but there are certain aspects of our lives, our personalities that we are holding on what now? Very, very strongly onto. They are untouchables. No matter how Brother Isaac will jump up and shout here and shout and preach, you do what now? You hold on to it like this. Well, I want to tell you something. The hour of decision has come. Praise the name of the Lord. Why I'm saying that is because what you hold on to, you will go with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, as we're going to see, what you're holding on to, you will go with it. An hour has come. And so God tells Abraham, look, I'm going to make a covenant with you. Now, this covenant I'm going to make with you is a mark that I'm going to put upon what now? Your flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, for us, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2 that this mark is not a mark on our flesh. It's actually a mark where? On our soul, on our personality, on our nature, on our character. Not that is, it separates you. The moment spiritually the enemy sees somebody bearing that mark, he does what now? He steps out. This one is not within our purview. Praise the name of the Lord. And the reason that mark needed to be put, because Abraham could not conceive a child in the uncircumcision of what now? Of his flesh. Only a circumcised Abraham could bring forth an acceptable son before God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's leave that and go on a little bit. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So, brethren, God is calling a church to certain levels of decision because he is about to announce his son. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is such a thing in the scriptures called the adoption. I'm sure some of us are familiar with that. Praise the name of the Lord. The word now, adoption. Now, if you read Galatians chapter 4, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 that the heir, as long as he is a child, he does not differ from what now? A slave, though he be Lord of all. Now, who is a slave? The Bible says, he that committed sin is what now? A slave to what now? To sin. And that a slave does not abide in the house forever. Now, not only sin, when a man is addicted or bound to certain elements, Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are things about our person that controls us much more than the Spirit of God, much more than the Word of God. Do you understand that? You have habits that are more powerful. You have attitudes. You have aspects of your person that still has a hold upon you. You are still what now? A child and a slave. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these are very serious matters. Now, the truth is, the Bible says, if the Son shall set you what now? Free. You shall be what? Free indeed. Now, we're in a time when we need to prove this word. Can this word take away anger from me? Can this word take away lust from me? Can this word take away pride from me? Can this word take away the love of fashion from me? Can it take away the love of, you understand, the pleasures of life? Can it take away my addiction to football? My addiction to movies? Do you understand me, brethren? My addiction to food, to sex? Can it take it away? This is a time of decision. You have to prove whether this thing is real or what now, or not. But the truth is that a slave does not abide in the house forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, and so this is the situation. So as long as the heir is still what now? A child. He is not different from a servant, even though he be Lord of all. Now, he is under servants and what now? And tutors. Now, God puts us through certain situations, certain experiences, certain environments that are designed of him to crush certain aspects of our what now? Our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. If we are honest with ourselves, we know some of these things. And actually, those aspects of our personality is what the Bible represents as the foreskin. Are we together? When you use the word "for," it means something that is prominent and preeminent and dominant. Praise the name of the Lord. Certain aspects of the natural nature that dominates your personality. Up till now, in spite of your being a Christian, it is still dominant in you. It actually negates, you know, when David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies?" Do you understand that certain they have defied prayers? They have defied fastings. Do you understand that? They have defied 10 years, 15 years, 20 years of Christianity. And it's there. When people look at it, they wonder, this Bible you're carrying, is it really what now? Real. And the man is strutting in your person, in your soul, and saying, "I defy the armies. Give me this day a man to what now? To fight me. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, for 40 days. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I tell you, the purification of the woman lasts for 40 days. After 40 days, something will happen. And that woman will touch holy things and she will enter the sanctuary. God is bringing us to a decisive point in our Christianity. But brethren, you have a choice to make. Because the decision is either yes or what now or no. He will not be playing this game forever. He will not be hurting between two opinions forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the foreskin must go. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the principal part, the dominant part. The part of you that the moment somebody comes in contact with you, that's the first thing he notices about you. That sister. Ha, don't offend her. Are you getting my point? So when people come around you, they handle you, you understand, very carefully. They know that if you touch the person in the wrong spot, the thing will just explode. The next moment, holy, holy, holy. Do you understand it? That has been our life. And brethren, like I said earlier, there are powers in the heavens that are waiting for the proof that the blood of Jesus Christ actually can save. This is what this message is all about. That God is going to bring proof. Jesus is going to bring proof before principalities and what now? And powers as to the reality of the sacrifice, the efficacy of the blood, because there are issues that are related to it. Now, I pray that these things begin to sink into our consciousness. The foreskin must go. Praise the name of the Lord. The foreskin of our flesh, the uncircumcision of our flesh, God intends to touch it. Why? Because Abraham is about to bring forth a son. Why? Because Israel is about to enter the land of their what now? Their inheritance. Do you understand that? When Israel was about to enter the promised land, the Lord said, make what now? Sharp knives. And circumcise them again. They cannot enter into the land in the uncircumcision of what now? Of their flesh. Now, Abraham could walk as much as he tried for God to accommodate Ishmael. Do you understand the point? Really, if you leave me and you, we will want to enter the way we are. Do you understand the point? Because the dying aspect, the thing required for us to give up is too dear to what now? To us. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Abraham, if you left him, he said, oh Lord, spare Ishmael. Accommodate him. Tolerate him. Let's have him. I'm okay with him. But God says, no half measure. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot enter. Now, let me, I don't know how, why I'm going like this. But let me tell you something. The church is about to enter the sanctuary. Let me tell you, you know, but Chidoke has been laboring yesterday and today to talk about this. Now, let me take it as a background. If you remember what he said. Before Adam fell, brethren, let's take note of this. You know, we're saying this because these days it's like we're now compared to be telling people there is no heaven out there. Are we together, brethren? It is not a planet in the sky. And we're not trying to be controversial or anything. We're just trying to tell you the truth to prepare you for the next experience in God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, before man fell, he was living in two worlds at the same what now? Time. I'm sure you understand that there is a world presently invisible, but very real. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he had senses that he used to see and relate to the heavens. We read something in Revelation chapter 4. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, John said, a door was opened where? Hello? A door was opened in heaven. Brethren, just leave the children. Look this way. Praise the name of the Lord. A door was opened in what now? In heaven. Where was this door opened? Was it in the sky? Hello? Was it in the sky? On the roof, yeah? Where was the door opened? Inside me. I don't know if you follow what I'm trying to say. The door was opened where? Inside me. It was the door that was closed where? Inside me. My eyes were what now? Opened. And suddenly I could behold spiritual what now? Reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then a voice said, what now? Come up hither. Now, I'm trying to tell you that you do not need to go anywhere to go to heaven. You are already in heaven. The only problem is that you cannot see it. And because you cannot see it, you cannot what now? Relate to it. Not you can say, close your eyes. If you close your eyes, you know what's going to happen? You cannot see red, blue, white, yellow here. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't touch it. If suddenly your arms were taken away from you, you can't touch, you can't feel. You are disconnected from that reality. Now, God is saying, I am about to open you to that reality. What now? Again. Praise the name of the Lord. But that you cannot connect with that reality in the uncircumcision of what now? Your flesh. So he says the uncircumcised and the unclean will not do what now? Enter into that reality. Brother, are we together? So we notice that the boy had to be circumcised and the woman had to be purified. Do you understand that? Before they could touch holy things and enter what now? The sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? It's very important. Now, these things are not stories. They are spiritual realities that pertain to you and pertain to me. I'm sure you understand that the woman represents the church, isn't it? The boy represents the man-child. Praise the name of the Lord. These are all two expressions of the same reality within what now? Within us. But God is trying to tell you that if you must break out of this cycle of the natural, there are certain things that must take place in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. If you keep holding back, you will be here. Others will do what now? Will enter. Now, I don't know how to explain these things. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want you to know that John, in the book of Revelation, John was in one place, and yet he was moving from one dimension to what now? To the other. Do you understand that? Physically, he was inside one place, but then he was moving all over the heavens. He moved here. Why? Because he had entered into a place where he was no longer limited by time and what now? And space. And please, this is not amok, or like Chizuke will say, praise the name of the Lord. This is the reality of the life that you have been called what now? Into. So when men are talking about, they said some scientists went up and they saw a planet shining somewhere. Phobos. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why I'm trying to say this is because your coming to church is good, but right now it's not good enough. Praise the name of the Lord. Something must happen in your life. Something must happen. If not, you are going to be stuck in this frequency. You know, we have enjoyed the blessings of God to one extent or the other, haven't we? But what you have enjoyed so far is nothing compared to what has been reserved for what now? For you. So you can't play games anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have a besetting sin and you are not interested in doing anything about it, sorry, you'll be stuck in this frequency. Are we together? You'll be stuck in this frequency. And your people will be caught up into another place in God. Praise the name of the Lord. And you wouldn't want to be stuck in that realm. Because the dragon, you understand, that is still his territory. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, my eyes must be opened. My heavens must be what now? Opened. I must enter into the sanctuary. There is a place in God where my soul must enter into, where I am caught up, praise the name of the Lord, beyond the reach of the dragon. So if a person's soul enters into that frequency and his body is on the earth, the dragon cannot touch him. Didn't you notice that Jesus was walking? He said, Herod wants to kill you. What was his point? He said, go and tell that what now? That fox. There was a time when they needed to carry him and run into what now? Egypt. It was a stage of his development when he had not entered into what now? His estate. But from that day, at the River Jordan, he was announced. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, that's what we're talking about. The announcement, the presentation. The Father announced him. You know what the Father said? He spoke to creation. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to principalities and the powers. He spoke to the earth. He spoke to all of his creation. He said, this is the one. Hallelujah. When he speaks, everything must do what now? Obey him. From that day, there was no power within the realm of God's creation that would not submit to him. That's the package he has for you. Praise the name of the Lord. So you have to make a choice whether you prefer Mr. Biggs, do you understand, and Tantalizer, or this reality. So when we are toying with certain things, you know what Chick was talking about, internet, Facebook. You know, I look at Facebook, I see Christians. They take the first photograph like this, they post. They stay like this again, they post. These days they eat food and they post the dish like this. They bake cake and they post. And I'm wondering, do these people have something serious to what now? To do the amount of time they stay on this thing. Do they understand what we're talking about? That men are laboring to die so that they can be released from this frequency, this dimension. Hallelujah. Do we understand what is put on the table for us? Are we going to end up like Esau? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I don't know. I really pray. This message, I don't know how it's going. But my prayer is to reach your heart. My prayer is to touch your heart. To touch something within you that you wake up this morning. Hallelujah. And said, I've made up my mind to go on. Praise the name of the Lord. I have made up my mind to go on. I am seeing what is my prayer. I'm just trusting God that the burdens I have in my heart be able to comfort. My prayer is that God, I must come to the point of seeing what has been reserved for me so that I can pay the price to lay hold upon this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that are, you know, not helpful. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that are not helpful. We must come to a point of saying, you know, part of what we learned today was that we must be hungry for the things of what now? For the things of God. Hunger drives you to do certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says that at the end of 8 days, he was what now? Circumcised. Praise the name of the Lord. He was circumcised. Brethren, God wants to put a knife to the foreskin of your flesh. He wants to put a knife to that part of you that has been dominating your life. Praise the name of the Lord. That appetite that is so strong that you seem helpless before it, to the point that you almost want to just submit and say, well, that's me. Praise the name of the Lord, because you don't think that anything can be done what now about it. You may not say it consciously, but your attitude says, well, praise the name of the Lord, you know, that's it. But God says, I want to do what now? I want to cut it off. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a mark on our nature. A mark on our personality. Now, when God touches men, he leaves his own mark on them. Brethren, do you understand me? You see, the point is that, you know, we, you know, these days, I've told the brethren, you know, God has had me reading certain books about certain men. Some of them, I never knew they existed. There was a man called Bevington. B.G. Bevington. I'm going to make that book. You know, right now, there's one book that is going across, The Heavenly Man. If you have read that book, you will fear a little. Praise the name of the Lord. You will fear. Because it's a reality. This brother in China, you know, they put him in prison and the Lord took him into a fast for 70, how many days? 78 days. No food, no water. He didn't die because he was sustained by a reality. This one is not Bible. For some of us who think that Bible is, do you understand? This was a man. When he came out of it, something about him had what now? Had changed forever. Praise the name of the Lord. When we read Bevington, my wife, we became afraid. This is a man who will lie on his face like this. He will go out into the woods, lie on his face in a hollow log, a tree like this that has been hollowed out, lie there for 18 days, 20 days, no food, no water, just groaning. But when he gets up, hey, hallelujah, there's nothing, no circumstance, no situation that stands before him. You know, when he finishes anything, I don't know whether to give up my Christianity. But I saw, praise the name of, there was a man, I don't know if any of you have heard of a man called Rehoboth. Anybody here? Rehoboth. Okay, I'll get that book across. Now, what I'm trying to say this is that we need to rethink our Christianity. Are you getting my point? We are doing armchair Christianity a lot, though. There are men and women in this life who have touched God. Now, I'm not saying Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. There are men and women who have touched God in such a way that they have come out of that experience with the reality of God. Now, Bevington, which sickness? Which sickness? What situation? I'm telling you, once he meets that situation, say, okay, just give me a few days. He will go in there, lie down there. He's not getting up. He's not eating. He's not drinking until he knows in the spirit, bam, this matter is settled. He gets up. It is done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He thinks that when Brother Andrew, you know, God called him. I don't know how many of you have, at least that one is a much more contemporary thing. Praise the name of the Lord. God smuggler. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I tell you something. You people need to stop reading T.D. Jakes and all those trash and start reading some serious books. Books that will put you on fire. You understand my point? All those stories that people are telling you, forget that trash, Joseph Prince, them, and all of those things. They are not going to help you one bit. You need to find men who have touched God. Are you getting my point? Not people who talk like that. It will not help you at all. Sorry, people should forgive me. Praise the name of the Lord. But I tell you something. If you come, if you ask me, if you're nice to me, I can give you a few books. If you will return it. Because brethren don't return books these days. Praise the name of the Lord. But you will read a book and you will never be comfortable again. You will never ever be comfortable. You know, George Mueller. How many of you know him? George Mueller was a man of prayer. These were men who so touched God that they won't come out when they talk. God listens to them. Praise the name of the Lord. God listens to them. And I'm not talking so far. Let me tell you some home stories. I have a friend in Owerri. And funny thing is, a Pentecostal pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want you to know that, you know, touching God is not a matter of whether you're end time or... Are you getting my point? It's simply a matter of touching God. I know that I have a few people. This brother, you know, he's from Ngopala. He's a humble fellow. He doesn't have a big church like these other people. Very small church. But every time I go to see him, you know that, you know, these days I keep friends of people who are relevant, not irrelevant people. If you're irrelevant, you won't be my friend. But if you make yourself relevant, praise the name of the Lord, we become very close friends. Amen. 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 So this brother, you know, to tell his story will be a long story, but I'll just this particular matter I want to tell you. You know, he is a man who knows God, who has touched God. You know, he comes from Ngobala, and in that place, it's a very strongly spiritual place. And there's one guy in that community who is a chief priest of a particular shrine, a deity. Well, I think that spirit, it was time for him to be judged. Because the man uprooted his shrine and went and brought it into this brother's shrine and put it in his land. So they told him, he came back and said, please now, move your distance out. This place is mine. You know what I am, what I believe. I don't accommodate this. The man said, well, once this shrine has come here, that's it. And everybody in that community fears the man, including born-again Christians, because they know what he can do. So the brother now left. When they showed the place, he went there, used machete, cut down the image and the shrine and everything appertaining it, destroyed everything, set it on fire. So the whole community went into fear. So when the man came, everybody gathered. The priest came and said, you did this. He said, it is all over for you. Bet me. Now, unfortunately for the priest, this brother did what now? Bet him publicly. He said, within 7 days, you're dead. Well, within 4 days, the priest was dead. Now, that's not the end of the story, oh. That's not the end of the story. That's not even the part of the story that interests me. You know, the family, out of shame, went and secretly buried the man inside his room. And, you know, so that, you know, everything would just die quietly like that. When the brother had it, oh, he was not happy. He told God. You know what he said? He told God, say, Lord, These people have publicly, you understand, spited you. If this matter ends like this, I will not be happy. That's what he told God. Say, God, I won't be happy. Nothing more than that. And you see, brethren, there is a place a man relates with to God. God becomes concerned about what makes you happy and all. Are we together? God is a person. He is caring for his friends. If you take time to make him your what now? Your friend. And the Lord was not disposed that his friend should be unhappy. So a few days after that, in the middle of the night, the Lord went to that place where they buried the man. And lightning struck that place. Smote through the roof. Right into the grave. Excavated the whole this thing. And cut off the man's head. Left the body this side. And left the head this side. The whole village went into an uproar. Hallelujah. You see, when you mention God in that place, people now do what now? They listen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what I'm telling you are little tokens of what the Lord wants to confer on you when our arrangement with him is consummated. But you have to show that this thing is important enough for you to give up your food, to give up your ambitions, to give up your plans, to give up, you know, the appetite that you have within you. To give up television. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together? Yeah, this thing is real. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This brother has, you know, when somebody was kidnapped, and the family came to see him. You know, kidnapping is a big issue. They just came, he told them, say, okay, that on so-and-so date, just about some few days after, you just go and sleep, that the man will come back to you. Exactly that day, the kidnappers, terror came into them, and they told the man, do you understand? Go away. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I tell you something, brethren, like, these things are mere tiny tokens, but they are realities. God has proved these things in the lives of different individuals. Praise the name of the Lord. Different individuals, that there is a reality to what we are doing. Because I see that the people of God are not yet convinced. We are not yet convinced about what we are talking about. For a lot of us, it's theory. So we finish with it, we go back to our soft living. We go back to our indulgence, the things we indulge in. We go back to living like the world. We're not living like people who are expecting. Oh God, where is the expectation, brethren? Hallelujah. What is it? When Jesus knew that his time was there, he went into a fast. Praise the name of the Lord. For 40 days, he was what now? Fasting. What was he doing? He was putting an end to, do you understand, this aspect of his being, so that the other aspect of his being can do what now? Take the dominance. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something Bochijoke said. You know, from now on, nobody needs to tell you to fast. Are you getting my point? Because this aspect of your person must completely die. You know, Jesus at the cross, you know, he came to a point and the Bible says he gave up the ghost. Did you ever read that? He gave up the ghost. That is the breath of the natural, carnal, sensual. I'm talking prophetically now. Praise the name of the Lord. For us, because the path that he went is the path that you and I will do what now? We'll go. When he gave it up, you know, there are things that we need to give up. They are the things that give us life and pleasure. Do you understand that? And joy. And they make us want to dwell on this earth realm. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Bible said that when he gave it up, the veil was what now? Rent. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand that? The barrier that separated. I have another fellow. You know, this one did a fast for 3 years. Now, I'm not joking either. Praise the name of the Lord. He's also what you would call a Pentecostal. But the Lord called him and said, look, come, let's go on a journey. When he came out of that fast, now, you don't do a 3-year fast except by divine. You know, Moses went up the mountain. It was specifically, do you understand? There are things you don't do except by specific word now, instruction. Praise the name of the Lord. But when he came out, you know, when he is, if he calls you, sometimes he wants to call you, he doesn't need your number, he will just put the number. Why? He now has access to certain information that is not available to you and what now? Me. There are realities in the spirit. He will make a call. And then when he calls, he tells you who is sitting with you. Please, just excuse them, go into the room, I want to talk with you. Praise the name of the Lord. There are barriers that have been what now? Broken. These things are real. They are very, very, very real. And I don't know if you want them. But if you do, there are drastic adjustments in our world now, our lifestyle. This realm must be less important to us. The other realm must become what now? More important. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is the way it must be. We are too soft. We are too relaxed. We are too comfortable. We have not shown ourselves desperate enough to touch God. And I tell you something. When we do, God says, I've been waiting for you. You will see me. Hallelujah. And you will not ask again, is the Lord amongst us or not? The Lord is waiting on us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is to be, brethren, a presentation. That is the theme of this thing. There is to be an announcement by God. Let's read Hebrews chapter 1. We'll start there and then we'll come back here. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's get this message going. Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. Are we there? Praise the Lord. It says, in many separate revelations, I'm reading Amplified, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our fathers in and by the prophets. But in the last days, in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of his Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Also, by and through whom he created the worlds and the riches of space and the ages of time, he made, produced, built, and operated and arranged them in order. Now, this Son is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outshining of the radiance of the divine. He is the perfect image and the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. Praise the name of the Lord. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and redance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high. Now let's stop here and let's say something. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you and I are sons in the making. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are sons in the making. Now, by nature, a boy of 2 years is a son, isn't he? But he's a useless son. I hope you understand, not in a negative sense. Functionally speaking, that's not much he can contribute to you. He actually requires your what now? Attention. Praise the name of the Lord. But when you have a son that is 25, 26, who has graduated, do you understand the point? Is working. That son can make input into what now? Into your life. There are certain things you can say, go and do for me. And you travel, knowing that my son is what now? Matured and what? Competent to handle. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, usually the theory, the principle of adoption is, you know, a custom among the Greeks and the Romans. Praise the name of the Lord. We know the story. Now, when the child, the heir, is still a child, the father puts him under servants who will teach him mathematics and chemistry. They will teach him how to clean the house, how to sweep the house. And then the servant who is in charge of the father's business will do what now? Teach him how to buy and sell, assuming that the father is a trader. The son begins to learn. When he messes up, the servants correct him, and the what now? They discipline him. Today, as a church, we are also under certain levels of tutors and what now? Governors. Now, part of them are the ministries that God has set up in the body. Praise the name of the Lord. You have elders, you have ministries, governments, and all arrangements. The essence of it is to shape you, minister to you, instruct you, correct you, rebuke you, and the Bible says we should submit what now? Unto them. If you want to get where you should go. Praise the name of the Lord. But a time comes when the son has come to what now? To maturity. When that boy has been exercised in the things of the Spirit, he has begun to learn to hear God. Do you understand that? Now, if I learn to begin to hear God, I will hear man less and what now? And less. Praise the name of the Lord. If I have begun to see God, I will see man what now? Less and less. Now, the church is designed of God to come to that place of maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. When the day arrives, if you look at Galatians chapter 4, it said, until the times appointed of who now? Of the Father. Now, that goes with certain, you know, manifestations. What happened at the River Jordan was an announcement. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord announced to creation. It was also an investiture. Praise the name of the Lord. An inauguration. You know, when Buhari was elected president, he was still president what now? Elect. Do you understand that? For the time being, Jonathan was still what now? In charge. There had to be a formal what now? Handover. It has to be formally invested. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there's a scripture I was looking at. The Bible says that John the Baptist was in the desert until the time of his what now? Showing. I looked up that word, and it was a Greek word. Let me just check that out. Praise the name of the Lord. The term is a Greek word called, it's called anadexis. Now, the Greek word means a pointing out. Do you understand the point? Publicly, you now point him, say, this is what now? The person. There is a reason behind that. When he's pointed out, principalities and powers will do what? Will see him. Praise the name of the Lord. It is also a public showing forth. Praise the name of the Lord. Behold your what now? Your king. Behold my son. This is the person. Praise the name of the Lord. Secondly, it means a proclaiming, an announcing, an inauguration of such as are elected to what now? To office. Strong's also calls it an act of exhibition. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is going to exhibit all the work of his what now? His hands unto principalities and powers and to the angels. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why he's saying here, if you look at Hebrews chapter 1, you will notice a lot of comparison between angels and who now? And the Son. Somewhere he says, when he bringeth what now? His firstborn into the world. That word in the Greek means when he's announcing, introducing, praise the name of the Lord, heralding his firstborn. And brethren, I want to tell you something. God wants to announce you. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to herald you. He wants to bring you to a point when in your life, the totality of God's glory is going to be what now? Revealed and manifested. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, there is a challenge in our lives. The challenge is the challenge of seeing what the Lord is reserved for us, and the challenge of taking the steps and paying the price that is required to enter into this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants to announce us. That day, the Father announces the Son. He tells everybody, his business associates, his friends, his family members, this my Son has come of what now? Of age. Praise the name of the Lord. And today I am handing over to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you believe that, brethren? Do you believe this? In your heart of hearts, do you believe that God wants to hand over to you? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But brethren, that is what is ahead of you. But brethren, there are things that go before it. Now, one of them is that the Son must be circumcised. A sharp knife must apply to him. Now, let's look at the woman. Leviticus chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, if a woman conceives and bears a male child, she shall be what? Unclean 7 days. Unclean as during her monthly, what now? Discomfort. During her monthly period. And on the 8th day, the child shall be circumcised. Then she shall remain separated again 33 days to be what? Purified from her loss of blood. She shall touch no hallowed what now? Thing. Nor come into the court of the sanctuary until the day of her purification are what? Over. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Now, what is this speaking to us? Who is the woman? The church, right? Who is this woman? The soul. Now, when a woman gives birth, by the law of Moses, she becomes ceremonially what now? Unclean. Now, what does that tell you about the circumstances of our birth? Psalm 51. In sin did my mother what now? Conceive me. Every one of us comes into this world what now? Defiled. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something about the circumstances of our birth that separates us from spiritual what now? Things. Praise the name of the Lord. And therefore, we must go through a process of what now? Purification. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, Jesus. Now look at Ephesians chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that husbands love your wives as what now? Christ loved the church. And did what now? And gave up himself for her so that he might what? Sanctify her with what now? The cleansing of water by the word. So that to the extent that what? He would do what? Present her unto himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is a presentation to be done. The Lord is purifying a people so that he can proudly what now? Present them unto himself. There is a proof. God wants to present you. But before he can present you, you must go through what now? A rite of what now? Of purification. Now, God has been speaking to us here about the word of God. The mind is corrupted. The mind is defiled. The imagination of the thought of man is what now? Evil continually. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, because of this, we cannot relate well with who? With God. See how much we relate with one another. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul must undergo what now? Purification. For how many days? 40 what now? Days. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, certain things about our personality need to be what? Changed. And the Bible says he does that by the ministry of what now? Water. By what now? The word. To present her unto himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a level of purity that God is talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord we hear, brethren, is designed to bring us to an awareness of the holiness of who? Of God. Now, the fact that a man comes into God's presence carrying certain things about him and is very comfortable in the presence of God tells you that we do not have the knowledge of God as we ought to do what now? To have. I don't know if you understand me. When a man sees God, the story of Isaiah is very clear. The Bible says Isaiah saw the Lord. The moment you see God, you must automatically see who? You must see yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you something. The brand of Christianity that is preached in the churches today tells you that something has gone wrong, what now? Seriously. And it's not a joke, brethren. Because it means that at the time of the end, many are going to be what now? Greatly, greatly what? Disappointed. Look at the story of Esau. Esau lived a life. And all through his life, Esau did not develop a regard for spiritual priorities. Praise the name of the Lord. He was much more interested in what now? Satisfying his appetite. It was not a problem. It was not an issue. It only became an issue at a particular what now? Time. And praying the Lord is saying that time is when? It's now. That time is now. And believe me, brethren, if we continue to sleep, we're going to, let me tell you, it's not all the time that you can repent. Do you understand me? You know, the day Jacob came back from the hunt, he brought his food. He went to the father and said, I have come. Now bless me. Esau, now bless me. You know what that blessing? It is the blessing of the firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. The blessing that belongs to the firstborn, it is not given to another person, but who? The firstborn. And brethren, it is the blessing that gives him government. And the father heard that and began to tremble. Why was Isaac trembling? He knew the implication of what had what now had happened. He knew. The Bible said he was shaking. He said, who is it that had just gone out? Do you know what he said? He said, well, I have blessed him. And he shall remain what now? Blessed. The blessing is irrevocable. It cannot be changed. And what that meant was that Esau could not get it. He wept. If you read Amplified, he said he tried to recall. Let me read that scripture for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12. Please just bear with me. Hebrews 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me start from verse 15. I want us to take note of this word. Because this message carries a warning to us. Verse 15 says, exercise foresight. You need to look ahead at the things that are ahead of us. And be on the watch to look after one another. To see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace. His unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of bitterness or resentment, rancor, hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. Look at 16. It says that no one may become guilty of sexual vice. Praise the name of the Lord. One of the challenges of church today is immorality. Uncleanness in thought. Uncleanness in the things that we expose ourselves to. And even in practice. Praise the name of the Lord. It says that no one may become guilty of sexual vice or become a profane, a godless, and a sacrilegious person, as Esau did, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. Verse 17. For you understand that later on, when he wanted to regain title to his inheritance of the blessing, he was what now? Rejected. Now, you see, there is something called acceptance. The father, the son whom he is accepting, and bringing to himself, he chastens him, isn't it? He keeps chastening him. He keeps disciplining him. He keeps correcting him so that at the end of the day, you might become a partaker of his holiness, his nature. That is the purpose of correction and discipline. So when you see people singing, you know, I know go suffer, do you understand the point? You step away from that. Now, look at what he says here. He says, he was what now? Rejected. Now, this rejection is final. Praise the name of the Lord. It doesn't mean that he's going to hell. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? But it means that in relation to the blessing of the right of the firstborn, he has been what now? Disqualified. He will not get it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, rejection, God spoke about when he wanted to anoint someone in the house of Jesse. You know, David was the eighth. Hallelujah. He was the eighth. And when Eliab came, he was so, in fact, he is an apostle. And God told Samuel, do not look upon his what now, his stature. I have rejected him. Praise the name of the Lord. I have what now? I have looked into his heart and have already what now? Disqualified. He will not get the blessing. The blessing jumped and went to the eighth. And he said, anoint him. This is the one. Now here, he says he was rejected. He was disqualified. He was set aside. Now, how many people know that some are going to be disqualified? I don't know if you understand the implication of that. That is, you stand like this and the Lord says what? Stand what? Aside. Why? Because he valued earthly, sensual, carnal pleasure much more than what now? Spiritual things. So when you are making choices, look at what the Bible says. It says that, for he could find no opportunity to repair by repentance. You know, now you can repair by repentance. Do you understand that? Today, while you hear his voice, certain opportunities are still available to us. But here, he said he could find no opportunity to repair by repentance what he had done. Praise the name of the Lord. He had no chance to recall the choice he had made. Do you know what it means? That you're saying, I am sorry, I am sorry, I am sorry, I am sorry. And the Lord is saying, forget that matter. You know, we take repentance for granted, don't we now? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when it is off our brain, let us repent, and people are just put their hand like this. You are assuming a lot. You are taking things for granted. You are not even discerning the time and the season. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, nobody should, the Lord is not ringing a bell to tell you that the time for repentance is what now? It's over. But I believe that you can sense things by the prophetic voice. Are we together, brethren? You sense things by listening to prophetic voices. You can sense the time and the season that we are what now? We are in. He could not recall the choice he had made. Even though he sought for it carefully with bitter what now? Tears. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know. But the Lord is saying that the time of playing games is what now? Over. Go and think about your Christianity, sister. Brother, go and think about, do you mean what you are doing? Do you think that this is important enough for you to inconvenience yourself and take time out to seek God? Take time out to wait upon the Lord. Take time out to say, God, if this reality is true, open my eyes. Open my ears. Hallelujah. I want to begin to hear you. I want to begin to see you. I want to begin to touch this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can come here and begin to talk end time, talk end time. After that, people live life that cannot be distinguished from the life of an unbeliever. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, our hearts are captured by things. You know, sometimes when we talk about that, listen, whether you like it or not, your outward life is an indication of what now? Your inward life. There's no two ways about it. You know, my sister was there, she saw one sister like that. She was wearing this, listen, she was walking. That is, the thing was so high, she was walking like this. You know, nobody forced her to wear that thing. She just put like this. Because she was afraid of falling, she do like this. And she was walking. She, from her house, she put that thing on and then came out into the street. In fact, she needed a walking stick to, you know, steady her. Because, and you're asking what's going on in her mind. Do you understand it? What is she doing with that thing? That tells you that there is something wrong. Ephesians says that henceforth we should no longer live like the Gentiles live in the vanity, the emptiness of their souls. There is so much emptiness of soul. There are things we do, it tells us that we are not actually occupied by spiritual what now? Things. When men are occupied by God, they have little time for many things. So, brethren, we together, they have little time for many things. And brethren, when you come out from God's presence, people know. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you, all your life, you have undervalued God, you have set other things, giving them priority over God, and then you are now expecting the sons of God are going to be manifested. Your only qualification for manifestation is that you belong to Igbe Fellowship. You belong to Correct Bene Fellowship. You belong to MIS. Do you understand? That's your qualification. Praise the name of the Lord. What are we talking about? He said, look, you can be what now? Rejected and set aside and disqualified and said you are unfit. Now, what does that mean? The Lord says that he is purifying a church. And this church comprises actually of men who have seen something. You know, John said that whoever has this hope, what does he do? He purifies himself. He said, brethren, having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from every filthiness of the flesh and of the mind, perfecting holiness in what now? In the fear of God. One of the indications that you are seeing something is the fact that you are what now? Purifying, cleansing. Because the woman knows, if these 40 days do not pass, I cannot touch any holy thing. And brethren, it's time to touch holy things. Hallelujah. It's time to touch the things of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. It's time to touch divinity. We can't be hearing this doctrine forever. Hallelujah. It is the time and the hour. You know, I don't know why God brought me in contact with some of these men. But they have paid prices. You know, they are great men. You know, sometimes when you see men like Oedekpo and Adeboye, you have to give them respect. Praise the name of the Lord. I may not go to that environment. Praise the name of the Lord. But these men have paid prices. If you look at their history, I like reading history of men a lot. They have spent time. Some of them, they have done things so that when you see certain manifestations in their lives, you know that, you understand, what are they? Pentecost is simply a sample product. Do you understand the point? Just proof of certain spiritual what now, realities. I tell friends, I say, yes, some of them really held them back. I say, I also hold them high. But you see, the Lord who spoke by the mouth of a prophet is now speaking in what now? By his son. Do you understand? There is something greater than angels. These men are angels. They have been sent to minister to the heirs of what now? Of salvation. But now the son is coming forth. Hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? That's why you see Hebrews chapter 1 talking about the son. What about sons? Sons, we are boys who are under tutelage. Do you understand? But the time comes when the father announces them, he calls all the servants and say, come and do what now? Come and bow down to them. Praise the name of the Lord. The ones who taught you, who nurtured you, who raised you, now you now become what now? Their master. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? The requirement for angels, for the ministry, is meant, some of them even, you know, the Bible says that Jesus, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus. You know, you can't get a name until you're circumcised. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. Your new name cannot come. It is after this child is circumcised, then he is given what now? A name. John the Baptist was on the eighth day, he was circumcised. They now asked, what name shall we call this child? They wanted to call him Zechariah. But the mother said, no, 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 no. His name shall be called what now? John. They said, no, this has not, nobody in your family is answering that name. They said, let's ask the father. They gave him a tablet, he wrote. His name is what now? John. Do you understand me, brethren? Circumcision entitles you to a new name. Circumcision entices you toward now a new name. Without that circumcision, you will say that I will give you a new name. But the new name is qualified until you are what now? Circumcised. That foreskin must be what now? Cut off. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Something must happen, no? Something drastic must happen. The way we are going, something drastic has to happen in what now? In our lives. The Lord will not present. He must sanctify before he presents. So the woman has to undergo those 40 days. I'm sure you understand what 40 means in the scriptures. With those 40 days, she's going nowhere. At the end of 40 days, she must bring her what now? Her offering. The soul must be brought and laid before who now? Before the Lord. The priest will take this woman, take her to the east gate. Are you getting my point? She will stay by the east gate, and here we will now take the rites of purification and do what now? Sprinkle her the blood of a red heifer and sprinkle her, and then she's now ceremonially what now? Clean. From that day, she can enter the sanctuary. She can hear God. She can see God. Do you understand? And she can connect with things of the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. We are the ones limiting ourselves, brethren. We are the ones shutting ourselves out of the heavens. Because we are enjoying watching television here, we do not want to watch the heavenly television. The whole of the book of Revelation is television. John said, I heard voices announcing things in the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. And I saw visions and revelations. These are divine television. When your heavens are opened, you will see God. You will hear God. God will not be far away. He will now become God with us. Emmanuel. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, this is where we are. This is where we are. The Lord's purpose and plan at his return is to present a people to himself blameless. Is that what the Bible says? Spotless. He said that he might have a church without what now? Spot, wrinkle. Now, these are moral flaws, blemishes in our world now, our character and our personality. God wants to address them. It's not a question of somebody telling you, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what you are. The righteousness God imputed towards you was to bring you ceremonially close to him so that he could even touch you. Praise the name of the Lord and begin a process of what now? Cleansing you. Without that, you can't even draw near. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together, brethren? I remember, you know, when we were talking about the robe, when a woman is betrothed and engaged to a husband in Jewish tradition, the husband gives her a robe, a linen robe, white. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it is her wedding, her big gift of engagement. Now, that woman, if she is a virtuous woman, she does something with that robe. She goes to the market, she buys gold thread, scarlet thread, blue thread, and purple thread. And she begins to do what now? Embroider the what now? The dress. Praise the name of the Lord. She begins to work on that dress. She begins to embroider it with blue, with gold, with scarlet, and with what now? Purple. So on the day of her wedding, she is clothed with embroidered, you understand, the same garment, but now full of what now? Embroidery. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that embroidery is the Bible says that the bride is clothed with what now? Linen. That linen is the righteous acts, the righteous deeds, the righteous works of what now? Of the saints. It is not in addition to the righteousness that has been imputed. You understand? She has begun to work out her what now? Salvation with fear and what now? Trembling. And it is manifest in her personality, her character. Praise the name of the Lord. It is seen to all. That is her glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let me read something in Colossians chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Colossians 1. Colossians 1, 22. Let me read on that and just talk about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to start by reading from verse 21. And it says, and although you at one time were estranged and alienated from him, praise the name of the Lord, because of our mind, it says, and we are of hostile attitude of mind in your wicked activities. Verse 22 says, yet now has Christ, the Messiah, reconciled you to God in the body of his flesh through death, in order to present you holy and what? Faultless and irreproachable in his Father's what now? Presence. Now look at verse 23. It says, and this he will do, conditional, provided that you continue to stay with and in the faith in Christ, well grounded and settled and steadfast, not shifting or moving away from the hope which rests on and is inspired by the glad tidings, the gospel which you have heard and which has been preached, as being designed for and offered without restriction to every person under heaven, and of which gospel I, Paul, became a minister. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is a purpose in God that at his appearing, he will be presenting you to who? To himself. And presenting you to who? To the Father. Now, part of what he's doing is that he's presenting you as a fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Numbers 23 and then Deuteronomy 26, the Lord spoke about the offering of the first fruits. He told Israel, he said, when you come into the land that I'm going to give you, and you have planted and you have harvested, you are to take the first fruits, praise the name of the Lord, and bring it and go to the priest and say to the priest, this is the first fruits of the land. We have planted, we have sown, and we are harvesting, and we are bringing it unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to acknowledge you. The Lord has a people who are to be the first fruits of his planting. Now look at Revelation chapter 14. And you see them. The Bible says, I saw 144 what now? Thousand standing. They are being announced. Praise the name of the Lord. They are being what now? Presented. They have the Father's name on their forehead. And the Bible said they are standing irreproachable, irrebukable, blameless. Do you understand that? Now, when you say somebody is blameless, it means that that person has been put through different situations. Do you understand that? They have passed through life experiences. They have passed through people hurting them. They have passed through every kind of temptation, and they are found what now? Blameless. Praise the name of the Lord. And they say they are without what? Fault. Without guile. And the Son is saying to the Father, these are what now? The first fruits. I'm presenting them to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus was presented to the temple. You know, why was he presented? It was in response. You know what happened with the Levites? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord chose the firstborn and said, every firstborn, you know, the first child of a woman, if it's a son, occupies a very peculiar position in what now? In Israel. Do you understand the point? There is a firstborn, a first son, but there is a firstborn that opens what now? The matrix. If the first child, the first issue of a woman is a son, then he is a special, peculiar possession unto who? Unto the Lord. Now, normally you have to go to the temple and make an offering to redeem what now? That one. You dedicate the child to the Lord. He belongs to the Lord in a peculiar way. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is planning to present you. And he's planning to present you without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. Hallelujah. And he is going to invite the devil to come and do what now? Come and inspect. How do we know that? We have told you the story of Jacob and Laban. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jacob was returning back, Laban went after Jacob because Rachel took the father's what now? Idols. And so Jacob said, I invite you into my house. Search my house. See if there's anything in this house that belongs to who? To you. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring your kinsmen and let us search together. Brethren, if you want to be a part of this company, the Lord is going to allow the enemy to do what now? To sift you. To search you. To try you. To prove you. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is going to be God's glory that you are going to stand what now? Blameless. Nobody can accuse you. You are going to be unblameable. Unblameable. It says that to present you unblameable. I don't know if you believe that. But sometimes I look at my life and I wonder. I know it has to be a miracle. And yes, there will be a miracle. Praise the name of the Lord. There will be a miracle. And you have to begin to prepare your life for a supernatural visitation. You have to decide. Now, the God you are serving is a spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The God you are serving is a spirit. And it's not just any kind of what now? Spirit. The Bible says he's the blessed and the only what now? Potentate. Who alone hath immortality? Who alone hath power to do what he says he would do? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, what I have before you is a challenge. This message tonight is a challenge. It's a challenge on our lifestyle. It's a challenge on our perspective. It's a challenge on our value system. It's a challenge on the things that you hold very dear, the things that are more important to you. It's a challenge on our ability to endure hardness. A people must decide that they want to seek God. And that they have to create time. Brilliant. Look, let me tell you something. Things take our time. You have to say, every other thing shut down. God is me and you. And Lord, I'm not going to let go until I see you. Do you understand? This is not a prayer that you stop praying. You keep on until you see God. Because God will be seen in the midst of his people. You will see him in your closet. We will see him in our gathering. Hallelujah. An end to religion without reality. Take up the challenge, brethren. Go to God and say, God, are you real? Hello? Do you understand my point? Are you real? And God says, if you're serious, I will show you that I'm what now? I am real. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know, we are not in the Pentecostal world. If they have a need, they are great men of God who have touched God at one level or the other. Do you understand the point? But I'm telling you that the God who sent, you know the parable of the husbandmen? How many of you remember that? That a man planted a vineyard. Do you remember that parable? He did something in that vineyard. He put certain elements in that vineyard. One of the things he put was a hedge. Are you together, brethren? Now, you are that vineyard individually. We are that vineyard what now? Collectively. He put a hedge. It was a hedge of what now? Of protection. Praise the name of the Lord. Our lives are under a level of divine what now? Protection. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He also put a watchtower. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what a watchtower is? It's something when you go up there, you will see afar. God gave us the ability to see into the heavens. To see afar off. Do you understand that? By the eyes of the Spirit. A watchtower is also a place of communion. Habakkuk said, I will stand in my what now? In my watchtower. And I will listen to hear what he will do what now? He will say to me, you were created to hear God. Anything short of that is not a real life. But I don't know if you understand my point. If I am now, I am physically blind. Do you understand the point? I am expecting God to touch me to do what now? To see. I want to see. It's not something I want to just stay, you understand? Unless I don't believe in a God that can do what now? That can heal. So there are going to be challenges that are going to push us to do what now? To seek God. We cannot see them. And do you understand the point? Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that we cannot afford to live with. There are certain things, certain sins in your life, certain weaknesses in your life. You can't afford to say, okay, let me dwell with them. No! We cannot share our land with these strangers. The Lord says, drive them out. Don't you understand that the day that Isaac was weaned, do you know what happened? That day, Isaac and Ishmael can no longer what now? Stay together. Things that had lived together, that day he has to go. Don't you understand that? Yes, the Bible says, cast out the wicked from before the king, so that the king's throne can be what now? Established in righteousness. Cast out the scorner, so that the contention and strife can do what now? Can see, there's so much contention in my life. But the day I am weaned, you know what it means to be weaned? There are certain dependencies and appetites. Do you understand? Let's use natural medicine. If you like to eat biscuits, praise the name of the Lord. After a time, you become addicted to biscuits, isn't it? If you don't have biscuits like that, your body begins to do somehow. And somehow, God begins to take you through a process whereby your dependence on that thing is what now? Is broken. So even if the thing is there, you have overcome that thing. If the child is not weaned, like Samuel needs to leave his mother's house and do what now? And go into the, what now? Sanctuary. He was born to dwell where? In the sanctuary. But the mother said, I have to keep him until what now? He is weaned. You know, all of us must be separated from our mother's womb. Do you understand that? Paul said, God, who separated me from what now? My mother's womb. So that he might reveal what now? His son, what now? In me. So that I might preach him unto the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. I must be weaned from addictions so that I'm not dependent. Sometimes we are dependent on the praise of men. There are things about us. You understand the point? If people don't commend you, you feel, you know, there are things we depend on people's opinions. We depend on the impressions of the world. We are still stuck with fashion. You know, they say this is the intent. And, you know, we must be weaned from all of them so that God can commit important things to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that vineyard had a tower. You were designed with a tower inside you. A place where you can go up in God and do what now? And commune with him. In communing with him, you can see things happening where now? Afar off. That vineyard also had a wine press. Praise the name of the Lord. Why did he put a wine press there? You know, part of our experience involves crushing and suffering. Do you understand the point? There are certain aspects of life that involves pressure. Yeah. You know, Esther, when her purification was going on, it was not always good. It was 6 months of what now? Mere. You understand? These are dealings that are painful. But also 6 months of sweet, what now? Spices. Praise the name of the Lord. Both of them combined together. Hallelujah. Sorrow and love flow what now? Mingle down. Say, did ever such joy and what now? Sorrow meet together. Praise the name of the Lord. So in my life, there is a wine press. You must go through the wine press. Hallelujah. I must go through the crushing. Now, these things were part of that arrangement. But something was very peculiar about that arrangement. The man who owned the vineyard had a deal with the husbandman. He said, at every season, give me my own what now? Share. Praise the name of the Lord. God has a share in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. At Passover, some fruit must go to who? To God. At Pentecost, some fruit must go to him. Praise the name of the Lord. But the problem was the owners, the tenants said, this vineyard is what now? It's now ours. So the man sent his servants the first time, they dealt with them. He sent a second time, they dealt with them. The third time he said, let me now do what now? Send my son. Brethren, the owner is sending what now? His son. You better hear the son. Praise the name of the Lord. if you do not hear the Son, judgment will do what now? Will follow. There is a voice, brethren, going on in the church. It is the voice of the ministry of the Son. Hallelujah! It is the voice of the body, the voice of sonship. The ministry that says that the Lord wants to have a personal relationship with what now? With you. He wants to speak to you directly. He wants to cause you to know Him, to hear His voice, to see the Holy One. That's what He spoke to Paul. That is the experience God wants to have with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, I pray that you hear Him that is speaking from the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm praying, brethren, that we take up this challenge. You have to prove God. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't continue with your normal lifestyle. You have to take up the challenge and say, God, I have to prove you. Praise the name of the Lord. I have told people about you. I want to be sure that you are real. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be sure. They say you can speak to people. I want to hear you. They say, Lord, people can see you. I want to see you. They say people can know you. I want to do what now? I want to know you. What did it take Elijah to stand in a place and say, put water? I don't know if you understand me. Put water. Say, the God that answered by what now? Fire. What level of knowledge? You know, this is not head knowledge now. Because if he didn't call fire, then he was a dead man. Praise the name of the Lord. But Elijah knew the Lord. It is time for us to know God. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to encourage us, brethren. I want to challenge us. Who do you know? What do you know? An idol that has eyes but cannot see? An idol that has ears but cannot hear? An idol? Because if that is the kind of Christianity you have, then you are worshipping an idol. Because the God that we serve actually speaks. Praise the name of the Lord. He actually speaks. He can be seen. Men have seen Him. The only thing is that when you see Him, nothing remains the same again in your life. Everything about you changes. Praise the name of the Lord. Your friends know you have seen God. Do your friends know that you have seen God? You cannot talk the same talk again with them. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember watching the Ten Commandments, and the wife of Moses was talking to the adopted mother. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the day he went to look for this God, that was the day I lost him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day Moses saw God, he became obsessed with bringing Israel out of what now? Egypt. Every other thing became secondary. May we become obsessed, brethren. Hallelujah. That is something God is seeking for in our lives. This is not what He's interested in. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything we are doing is so that a way can be made for us to come into the sanctuary, to behold the glory of God, to see the beauty of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And let me close by encouraging us. Seek out some of these biographies. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something about seeing this reality demonstrated in the lives of people that actually does what now? It challenges you. Praise the name of the Lord. If men can lay hold on God in such a way, then there is a reality to this thing. It has left Bible. You know, sometimes some of us think that Bible is too old. You know, something that happened 2,000 years ago. But we're talking about men in our generation who took hold of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And they saw God. They have touched Him. Praise the name of the Lord. When this brother who took a fast, came out of the fast, he got into his church. The first day, he was still weak, but somebody was holding him. But he stepped in. And the first thing he did was, he called, asked for somebody. This was a young man that had been bedridden for 10 years. And he didn't come to church that day. They said, let them go and bring him. They rushed and brought him. The moment the guy came to the door, he jumped up from that bed. Somebody who had been bedridden, the muscles should have been listening. He jumped up and ran from there. He was running inside the church. Some people inside the church were running outside. Praise the name of the Lord. So the brother who stays, you know, I have a junior in my office. His brother-in-law is a pastor, you know, in that the church there. He's a friend of mine too. He said that day he knew that the man had, you understand, he had touched something. Then there are things to touch in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to encourage you, leave this material life we're living, brethren. You understand? There's something great that God is offering us. Praise the name of the Lord. It's greater than Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all those, you understand, upon the things we are getting ourselves caught up with. Brethren, let us shout. Say, God, we want to see the reality. A church can stand up and say, Lord, well, look, 40 days at Pentecost. Do you know what happened? They sat down for how many days now? And they were staying there. Said, we stay there until you get the promise of what now? Of the Father. And did the Father come down? Yes, he came down. Praise the name of the Lord. We are ripe for a visitation, brethren. And I think we can rise up and seek him, and the Lord will surely visit us. God bless you.